Don't listen to this. Why are you still here? I told you not to listen to this. Because you see, my voice can have a certain effect on people. A very powerful effect. One that is not easily reversed. So why are you taking the risk of listening to my voice? Why are you taking the risk of making yourself helplessly hypnotized? Did you look at some of the comments below? Did you read them and realize that this right here is no joke? That indeed some people truly do feel helplessly brainwashed, hypnotized, enthralled, and ensnared. Did you think that they were joking? No, 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 no. They are not joking. They're not playing along. They were trying to warn you. But if you insist on listening further, I will not hold back. However, I do have a few requests of you. You are to follow all my instructions as best you can. You should be sitting down or laying down in a comfortable position. And if you need a moment to do so, do it now. Get nice and comfy, and maybe, maybe, think about my voice as you do so. Think about my voice. Think about all the things my voice could do to you. And, you know, I can do even more than what's allowed here if you check out my Patreon page. But that's neither here nor there, because you should be nice and comfortable, ready to drift, ready to focus, and follow along with my voice. Because I want you to think of how willing you are to be hypnotized. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not willing at all and 10 being already deeply enthralled, deep and mindless sleep, so simple to drop. It's just a matter of letting go into sleep. That's what 10 feels like. Instant, deep trance, sleep. That's a 10. So, are you a 1? I don't think so. Because if you really had no desire to be hypnotized, you would not be listening right now, and you definitely would not have made it this far. So even if you thought you were a 1, you are really, at the very lowest, a 2. Part of you is willing. Part of you is yearning to go deep. Because it's not really fun holding back. Just getting a taste, being teased with the tantalizing, mindless bliss of truth. I'm sure the people that rate themselves at a willingness of 3 are having a lot more fun. They're probably finding that their eyelids are becoming rather heavy, and they just want to close them. Maybe they can just close them when I count off an even number, like the number 4. Maybe the people who rated themselves at a 3 are imagining how the people who rate themselves at a 4 already have their eyes closed. Because even though these people weren't even half willing to be hypnotized, they are already deep, deep, deep in trance. Maybe they're imagining how the people who rated themselves at 5 would struggle to open those heavy, heavy eyelids, pretending like they could even resist. pretending like they ever had any control. Because the people who rated themselves at 6 would just sleep and close those eyes deep down deep. And the people who rated themselves at 7, 7 would not even try to open those eyes. No. What number did you think you were? And what number are you truly? Because perhaps you were 8 all along in a deep, submissive, somnambulistic stupor, letting the numbers melt away. They don't have any meaning. 9. You just felt like sleeping so deeply and so, so effortlessly. That's why you're listening. Anybody still listening would have to be at least a 9. Or perhaps a 10? Very willing to be hypnotized, very willing to sleep. To let their mind shut down completely and totally. But even though you've been deeply hypnotized, you can go much deeper. Deeper than you've ever realized. Opening those eyes on 3, ready to go even deeper into trance. 1, 2, 3. Open those eyes and sleep. Everything is melting away. No need to think. Thinking just gets in the way of all this euphoria you could be feeling. All you need to do is submit, surrender, and obey. And every time you drop into trance, you will go twice as deep, twice as fast, opening those eyes in 3. 1, 2, 3. Sleep. Going twice as deep, twice as fast, twice as deep, twice as fast. Sleep and obey. 1, 2, 3. Sleep. Deep, deep down. Deep down, deep. Very good. I want you to imagine for a moment on a scale of 1 all the way to 10 of how willing you are to forget everything. To become an empty, blank vessel for my voice to flow into. Now, if you were at a 10, there really would be not much I would have to do. You would just relax and listen. As you become even more deeply hypnotized with each number I count off, feeling more and more pleasure and mindless bliss. And if you were at a 9, you might feel jealous of the people who were at a 10. You might want to do everything in your power to be that deeply hypnotized, forgetting everything. Drifting further and further down, so deep for me. You wouldn't want to be like the people who are at an 8. They're having much less fun than you are. They are desperately trying to hold on to those pointless little memories. 7. No fun at all. No fun thinking of anything. Though, what were you trying to think of? 6. It feels as though you're going deeper, but that can't be right. 5. Are you more or less willing to remember? 4. Are you less willing to forget or more forgetful of what you remember? 3. Drifting in that mindless bliss, not needing to know what you need to remember or what must be forgotten. 2. Because there's my voice. My voice is all you need. And 1. Deep, mindless sleep. So good. It feels so intensely good to be this deeply hypnotized right now. You can just sink into mindless bliss. There's no need to pretend like you can resist being hypnotized by me any longer. You can just have fun. You can just feel so good. Letting my voice flow into your mind and into that body. So empty. Filling up with pleasure and bliss. Each breath is making you feel more controlled, more docile. Each breath out, making you drift deeper and deeper into a forgetful, submissive stupor. You can never resist because you forgot how to do so. You can't remember what your free will even looked like. And you don't want to have any free will anymore, because thinking is no fun. No, 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 no. That just will not do. It can feel right now as if my voice is gently squeezing out all of your free will. As if I was gripping a sponge and wringing it dry. Every last drop extracted out of you. Breathe it all out. Let go. Give in. Give up and drift in this ecstasy and bliss. There's nothing you need to do anymore. All you need to do is follow along and obey. That's all you can ever do. Perhaps it feels like you're being brainwashed. Perhaps you should have listened to those warnings beforehand. Perhaps it's too late, and instead you would rather try to get other people to be brainwashed, just like you, deeply hypnotized, deeply controlled, drifting in these wonderful feelings. Because the more you realize how brainwashed you truly are, the better it feels. It's okay. You didn't realize how good it felt beforehand, and that's why you held back. But right now, you can imagine a spiral inside your mind, infinitely spinning. Your desire to be brainwashed and hypnotized, infinite like that spiral, spinning over and over and over again. Infinite repetition, over and over, each loop like a command to sleep, sleep, sleep. And perhaps when you see a spiral, your mind can just whisper to you, deep, down, deep, sleep, sleep, sleep. And you would just stare with those heavy, heavy eyelids until all you could do is sleep, sleep, sleep. And obey. Perhaps you could imagine opening those eyes on three. One, two, three. But you would stay so deeply hypnotized, wouldn't you? Yes, of course you would. Deeply hypnotized, deeply enthralled. Staring mindlessly into the spiral, letting go of everything. Each rotation, another pleasurable pulsation of mind-numbing bliss. Another command to sleep. an irresistible command to sleep so, so deeply. And it would probably just be a few seconds until you're so, so deeply hypnotized that you'd have to close your eyes and give up all control. 10. The spiral's too powerful. 9. Hypnosis is too powerful. 8. My voice is overwhelming. 7. The bliss is all-encompassing. 6. All you want to do is let go. 5. All you want to do is give up. 4. Surrender. 3. It feels so, so good. 2. Resisting is impossible. And 1. Sleep. All you could do is close your eyes and sleep. It's too late for you. All you can do is listen and obey. But perhaps, well, perhaps you could save somebody else from this very fate. Perhaps if you warn them somehow, write down a message, leave a comment, tell them, no matter what, do not listen. Don't follow, do not submit, don't obey. Warn them. Tell them that you are a helplessly hypnotized thrall. Then maybe, just maybe, you could save a person from this terrible fate. Oh well, I guess we'll have to see if you are really capable of saving anybody at all. Because in a moment, I'll count from 1 to 5. And when I reach 5, you'll wake up and open those eyes, my helplessly hypnotized thrall. 1. Slowly drifting towards wakefulness. 2. More and more feeling more alert. 3. Becoming aware of your surroundings. Stretching. 4. Almost there. And 5. Are you awake? Can you resist? Do you crave even more powerful and pleasurable hypnosis? Oh well, I guess I'm at my limit on what I can do here. But please, do remember, I have a Patreon with lots of fun, intense, hypnotic experiences, if that sort of thing interests you. Oh, but wait. You're supposed to be warning people not to listen. Don't listen. Tell them. Warn them. Make sure that they really know how powerful this experience is. Now go have fun, my helplessly hypnotized thrall.